You're listening to All Marine Radio,
broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. I shouldn't be, because my Bluetooth keyboard just like went out on me about 15 minutes ago. No connection.
You know we is. Sometimes you gotta say, hey, hey, welcome to my house, baby, take control now.
How can you not like this song?
We don't have to go.
Not confined by the bounds of grammar. Show me what you do now. Bring a friend. What? Nice. So I'm sitting here and I'm getting ready and and the Prince calls me. Yeah. Little Lord Fauntleroy calls me. Mike Musselman. And so I answer the phone, hello, and he says, no, he didn't, and he hangs up. I didn't say hello, I think I said, what's up? So he hangs up, then he calls back. I'm like, really, we're going to start the day like this? Why'd you hang up on me? I didn't hang up on you. You hung up on me. No, I didn't. Okay, if you want to talk to me, you don't have to do, like, stupid shit, okay? What are you doing? I'm over at Bucks. You're at Bucks this early in the morning? Yeah. I said, so you're bored, and you don't have anything to do, and now do you think you're going to rope me into this nonsense? So, no. So then he starts asking me stupid questions. I'm like, all right, look, when you're lonely and you want to talk to me, just call me up and say, Mac, I'm lonely. I need to talk to somebody. It's like, I'm not lonely. So, yeah, so it's like, so look, when are we going to North Carolina? Our buddy's getting taken over, a good friend of ours. A battle buddy times, I think two for Mike, three for me, Dave Furness. You've heard him on the program, but he's going to become the commanding general, 2nd Marine Division. Yeah, All Marine Radio just crushing it. That's right. So anyway, so we're all going to go into the change of command, or most of us are. Montana man's still on the fence. Trust me, he's gonna get annihilated over that. But anyway, not for another time. So as that happening, I grab my mouse. All of a sudden, my mouse stops working. What? So I troubleshoot the mouse. Now I've got the mouse hooked into the computer by the computer's Bluetooth. Okay, I didn't use a little receiver that plugs into a USB port. So I plug the power thing into the mouse, because I got this pretty cool high-speed mouse, right? Because this is what I do all day, right? So I have this array of three screens in front of me, a mixer, a keyboard. The mouse is a Bluetooth mouse. Keyboard I just bought, Bluetooth. And it's a little bit smaller footprint on the desk in front of me, which I like. So anyway, all of a sudden, no comm with the mouse. Now, you can't do anything on a computer without a mouse. I'm not sure if you know that. So, and this is one of the reasons why you listen to All Marine Radio for stuff like this. But, yeah, if you don't have a mouse, you can't do anything. So, I start troubleshooting it. Plug the power cord in. Try to move it. No, as we say, no joy. Okay, so I'm like, all right, plan B. Plug the receiver in. Plug the receiver, boom, mouse up. So now I go to use my keyboard, and I'm setting up the audio files that I use on a daily basis. So you have recording software, and so I'll go in and take yesterday's file from hour one. I pull it up. I delete the guts. I rename it, use it for today. So that's my little routine before we start. This is kind of giving you like Oprah after the show. Do you remember that? Oprah after the show? Yeah, it's very unscripted, kind of the glimpse behind the show. And so Oprah sitting on the couch. I think she sat on the couch most of the time, but anyway. So this is kind of a glimpse behind the curtain that is All Marine Radio. So I'm getting ready, reading the news. News is on TV, or at least the video is on. I can't take the audio all the time, honestly. It's bad for my mental health. Bad for my physical health, too. So anywho, now I highlight the entire track that I'm going to delete, right? So it's in this kind of like audio spectral thing. So I highlight it. Actually, I right-click, select all. I hit delete. Doesn't delete. Why is not it delete? Hit delete again. Nothing. The little button that syncs the Bluetooth is flashing. And I know that means it's not syncing. So now I've got a common symptom, right, between two Bluetooth devices. Because, see, I'm savvy like that, right? I'm savvy like that. So I'm savvy like that, and I'm thinking, okay, well, I solved it the first time by plugging that receiver in. My keyboard's got a receiver with that. Thinking that they broadcast on different frequencies, I plug that one into the computer too. I get nothing. So now I'm like, okay, I can't, this cannot be. Because the one thing I'm not doing is rebooting the computer. Because I've got like, I don't know how many apps. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 apps open. I'm not going to shut it down, reboot it. All right, when I shut it down, it cuts off the stream. Yeah, that doesn't make anybody happy. So I'm not doing that. So I get the old keyboard out, right? Plug it in so that starts working. Then on my screen, this Logitech thing comes up. Are you sure that you want two receivers plugged in? Both devices can use the same receiver. I was like, whoa, Logitech in my shit. I'm trying to get in there with Google. Yeah, Google that knows everything I do. And Google's even going to know more about what I do here. So anyhow, I say no. I don't want two receivers in there. No. Okay. Unplug the receiver you just plugged into the USB port. So I do that. Click. When this lights up, turn your keyboard off, then turn it on. When that happens, the next button will light up. Click that. Boom, and it all worked. So then I put the wired keyboard away, and I'm good to go. Troubleshot, combat ready. That's right. That's why you get ready early, and you know how to unscrew stuff. So yeah, here I am. So I hung up on the gunner, got after my technology, and what? So now, Mac, how is Google going to be even farther up your ass? Is that even possible? Yeah, I would say. Google, how far, okay, this is kind of a technical question. How far up my ass is Google? I mean, it's like, it's not, we're not talking colon or lower intestines. They're Google way beyond that. Google, like, I don't even think that they're through the intestine, through the stomach. And now I think they're in the, they're certainly in the brain housing group. And now I'm going to let them get even further in the brain housing group. How is that even possible? How come Google? Well, Google has this app. And it's called Android, it's called messages.android.com, right? So you download messages, if you have an Android phone, which I do. So all you communists that have Google phones out there, I mean, that have iPhones, yeah, okay, whatever, okay, supporting the communist regime of Apple. All right, I'm not, just so you know, I'm not one of those people. So anyway, you download the app on your phone, and you can download this app on your desktop. So I work here at my desktop, and it's a pain in the butt to go to my phone to return text messages when I'm working and stuff like that, right? So this app, it's a Google app, right, which means it integrates pretty well, and so all your text messages come up on your desktop. Yeah. So I don't know how good the app is. I read the reviews before I downloaded. Some people didn't like it, but I was using another one called My SMS, and it worked okay. I didn't like because I had to put that little MySMS.com thing in your messages sometimes. I didn't care for that. I don't like them in that deep into my business. Okay, so you know, like I'm okay, lower colon. Lower intestine. You start getting upper intestine stomach on me, I don't like that. All right, so my SMS, boom, fired. I'm not happy with the president, okay? And I'm not happy with the president for something he said yesterday that I didn't particularly, didn't sit well with me, okay? But a buddy of mine, Napa Man, if you will, posted in the Ask Clown text window. This is a tweet. It says it's a tweet by Real Donald Trump, right? So it's some app, right? And you can get these apps, and they'll take and they'll make a fake. A tweet for you. All right, whose account are we going to use? Okay, so it's simply a graphic. It doesn't get tweeted. So anyway. Here's the message, and it says, at Real Donald Trump, the Space Force will be recruiting primarily from the Air Force. No prior service Marines. If we let Marines make first contact with intelligent life, their first idea will, I will clean it up, how to have sex with it. So he sends that to me. I laughed my ass off. The best part of it is it's true. It's true. We should not be in the Space Force. We should be kind of like, we should be Marines serving, like attached to the Space Force, like Starship Troopers. Okay, like we're all up here in space zooming around. Who's going to go on the asteroid and fight? Oh, we'll get those guys. They're dumb. They'll do it. Yep. Yeah, what's up? So, but this is why we don't belong in the Space Force, okay? If you're a Marine and you qualify for the Space Force, you have to really ask yourself, are you really a Marine? So, yeah, but that's not what I'm irritated with the president. Yesterday, he said that the Russians, you know, probably weren't meddling in our election. What? And so it's like, what did you just say? And why would you say that? So, you know, it's just like, come on, man. Really? Okay, now, and again, I understand cozying up. I understand the politics of diplomacy. But you don't have to, like, that's like an unforced error. You don't have to go to that extreme. You don't have to, like, you want to create the conditions, you know, so that you and Putin can sit down and talk. And let me tell you, for the people that say, oh, they shouldn't talk, I think that's bullshit. If I had the president of the United States, I'd be on Putin's calendar. I'd say, no, I want to talk to him. We don't need the rest of you all. We don't need that stuff. You know? Look, the whole State Department thing, like, I got it. You're out there doing your thing. But we don't, like, I want to talk to him. I want he and I to sit down over a table and talk about these issues and how we can find middle ground. And, you know, yeah, Pompeo's got a role after Putin and I come to an understanding. You know? So, and all this thing like, oh, we have to sign a major agreement. That's not the way I do it. I want to look into his soul like George Bush did when he met with Putin. I looked into his soul. And he's a man I can trust. Oh, my God. Dumber than a bag of hammers, that one. That's right. He's from Texas. Yeah, so Bush. So anyway, but that's how I would do it. So anyway. Quote, Russia continues to say they had nothing to do with meddling in our election, exclamation mark, the president tweeted Thursday morning. Like, what? What are you talking about? Like, why would you go there? Are you going to defend Russia now? So, like, look, I understand. You can stand on the premise of, hey, the world's a better place if the United States and Russia are looking at each other eyeball to eyeball and talking about ways to cooperate and solve issues as opposed to destabilizing regions in some stupid power contest. Okay? I think you don't need to say this kind of dumbass shit. Russia continues to say they had nothing to do with the meddling on our election. Meanwhile, right, you know, you have the Senate, what was it, Intelligence Committee yesterday? Just burning it down with Rod Rosenstein about, you know, the Trump-Russia thing. And so it got me to thinking about the Russians. Can you imagine them sitting around somewhere, someplace on the planet, probably in Russia, probably in Moscow, and they're watching this and saying, wow, you know what? We don't even need to do a whole lot. What we've injected into the American media is Russian bots and Russia did this and Russia did that. Hell, we didn't do anything close to that. We tried to do some shit on Facebook, but it didn't work very well. But now we planted the seed, and man, first of all we're doing is trying to help them because they're burning it down. You know, if you look at the American democracy and the way it used to work and you see the way it works now, right, it is so much more partisan now. And the basic function of governments that they used to perform, even when they got after each other, are not performed anymore. We, our defense analysts, have watched this, and they've said the American military has declined by 20% because of the way they do budgets. They've not been able to do this. Their ships, their aircraft fleet, all of these things have been in decline steadily because of their political climate, which facilitates not doing budgets and things like that. So it's like the Russians are watching us, right? And like, well, what do we need to accelerate this? You know, they're doing it pretty fast on their own. You know, we can help sow discord, you know, in social media, but really it's got a marginal effect. I mean, how many people will we reach? You know, how many people take it on board? How many act on it? You know, those are all questions that we're struggling to quantify, Mr. Putin. But they seem to be doing a good job on their own, ripping their own system apart. And Donald Trump helps because he doesn't play by the rules of restraint and diplomacy, pretty blunt, and especially this immigration thing. Okay, and if that wasn't enough, Mr. President, because that's what they call Putin, Mr. President, even though he's a dictator, he doesn't like to be like, if you called him dictator, he would say, what are you talking about? Well, you know how the election's rigged and you're here forever. What do you... No, I'm democratically elected. Are you crazy? Igor, show him the bottom of the pit. Anyway, So it's like, yeah, there's things that we want to do, but there's this perfect brew in the United States. And if you turn on your TV, you'll see it on display every day. And now with you on Wednesday going into Thursday, it was really on display for everybody to see. You had the immigration thing that they're just ready to kill each other over. And then you had the Supreme Court news, which sent the Democrats and liberals screaming throughout the country. Right? We're going to be a fascist nation. We're going to be a fascist nation. And so here's a few clips, and just like roll the clip. So really, Mr. President, we think our role is really more to be there and do some stuff that's not even covert, some overt stuff that keeps the Russians in the mix of this. It keeps that in the American thought. Putin says, okay, but I still want some direct action. I still want us to leverage some events. All right, we'll get a list. We have 10 events that we can sponsor, and we'll get a list here. All right, get that to my ops guy. Let him brief me. All right, anything else? No. All right, you're dismissed. Okay, which leads me to, I'll get to it after the national anthem, but I like Friday because I like Whitney Houston singing the national anthem. The Russians. Another shooting. I don't know what you say. The issue again, whenever this happens, the issue is mental health. The issue is mental health. But their right to be free trumps your right to be safe. No pun intended. And until we get comfortable of identifying people that have mental health issues and taking steps to make sure that they don't have firearms, until we get comfortable as a country with that, then this stuff. And then there's some people that click off safe. A newsroom? I mean, it's the craziest stuff, but I don't know how you explain it. Other than, and I'll tell you what, we probably don't even have our arms close to understanding the depth of the mental health crisis in the country. Yeah. So, until we get comfortable doing it, it is what it is. Yeah, and I'll tell you what, if you own a business out there, if you don't go over what everybody should do during an active shooter thing, just like they have to do in the schools now, then, you know, shame on you. If your business hasn't done it, shame on you. And if you don't have some kind of pepper spray or something, bring your own fire extinguisher into work. That thing has a little bit of range, right? It can blow stuff up. And again, all you gotta do is take it, launch it into the room, obscure everything, create some friction for the shooter. That's one of the steps to mitigating, you know, what they do. So anyway, you should do that because our nation doesn't solve problems anymore for whatever reason. Well, for the politics, but American politics now. You look at the unacceptable situation that exists on the border, and that is you can showcase that. Is there no way that we can push to the middle and do the things that we agree on in some kind of compromise piece of legislation? And the answer to Democrats is no, we can't give him the wall. We can't give him that political victory. So for the sake of politics, will subject the nation to all of this. Now, let me just tell you, all you conservatives, get ready to, like, vomit, but stand by. President McNamara, so you're going to address a joint session in Congress tonight? Yes. And I know the subject's immigration. Can I ask you for policy points? We're going to put out a press release as you begin to speak. Yeah. Here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to solve the immigration problem. And in order for me to solve the immigration problem, one, we have to build a wall. Because once I solve it, I'm not going to solve it a second time. Okay? So that's one. I'm willing to compromise on a whole series of things. And here's, but so what do we do with the people that, the 11 million people that are here in the country? All right, the Dreamers are going to path towards two citizenship, okay? It'll take them, we'll negotiate the time from when they apply and then, you know, the conditions under which they get citizenship. It'll take a few years, blah, blah, blah. I think that's absolutely appropriate. Their parents who came in the country illegally, they will plead guilty to either a high misdemeanor or a low felony, one of the two. They will sign a document that gives them permanent legal status in the nation. And as long as they don't commit another felony for a period of X number of years, we'll negotiate that. They will have legal status. They won't be allowed to vote, but they will have legal status in the country. And the immigration problem is done. We're done with it. We're moving on to other shit. Got it? But I can't solve the problem until you build the wall for me and increase our ability to control the southern border. Because in another 5 years, I'm not going to do this again. This is a one and done. Never again. Now, is there no basis in there for a compromise? Now, you conservatives, but I'm not interested in your conservative Ann Coulter bullshit. Okay? 11 million people are not going to self-deport, okay, as Breitbart would lead you to believe. That ain't happening, okay? So, as a nation, we need to get beyond this. You know, Trey Gowdy said something very interesting to Rod Rosenstein. He kind of went over the investigation that's taken yesterday in their hearing, kind of went over the investigation and the timeline, and he looked at him and he said, is Russia being hurt by this investigation? Rosenstein said something like, I don't believe so. He said, but the United States of America is getting torn apart by this investigation. If you have evidence of wrongdoing, you need to conclude the investigation and bring that to a grand jury and charge somebody. Otherwise, wrap this thing up. Rosenstein got hammered. And then the Senate after that, then the House passed it's a non-binding resolution that says that the Justice Department, Rosenstein in particular, has not done enough, and that they will use their powers of subpoena, and that's a big deal. So, the Russians, yeah. And so you see these issues. We're not capable of solving issues as Americans anymore? No, we are. We choose not to. And that's why we need a little bit of a revolution. Veterans need to be a part of it, but the message is stop this bullshit. Solve a problem. Pass a budget. So, and then things like mental health. Get after that. Get after that. And look, I got it. Every county needs to have, you know, services for people. I got that. But at the same time, law enforcement has to have measures, and they can't be some crazy threshold in order for you to, in order for them to act. How many data points do they need for somebody to get something the equivalent of a search warrant, serve it, and confiscate your firearms because of your craziness? How many incidents? Did you get six? Six crazy incidents before we take your weapons away? I think that's maybe three too many. I think on the third one, the third time you act crazy, we come confiscate your weapons. Out of my cold dead hand. Okay, that's the way you want it. We got no issue with that. It'll be out of your cold dead hand. But you know what? You do not have the right to act crazy, to have weapons, and be a threatening person in our community. You don't have that right. So, but we couldn't solve any of that. You can't tell. It's a pretty constant theme in the program, and it pisses me off. All right, with all that said, Whitney Houston sings the national anthem on a Friday. Good morning to you. We can be better. The nation's better. Those that lead the nation are not. It's sad, but somehow or other, we have to get that point across. We expect more. We're sick of this garbage. Solve a problem for God's sakes. Right? And let me tell you, in my opinion, and I don't care for her. Nancy Pelosi needs to go. Okay? When, if you saw what's the lady that told everybody to get after anybody affiliated with the Trump administration? Maxine Waters. If you saw Maxine Waters and what she said, you were like, whoa. So now we're going to confront people. Now, the question is, okay, what about when the crazy conservatives see that? Do you think that they're going to start showing up at Maxine Waters events? And what do you think they're going to say when they get there? They're going to do to her exactly what she's telling, you know, her supporters to do to Trump supporters. Yeah, ruh-roh. But it'll be different, all right? It'll be different because she'll play the race card and she'll claim the victim even though she's the one that incited it. And Nancy Pelosi, who's supposed to be the House Minority Leader, do you think she called her out and said that's absolutely unacceptable? Nobody in Congress supports that. No. Didn't mention her by name, blamed it on the president. That's the kind of bullshit in this country that's wrong. And I'll tell you what, when everybody heard of that shooting yesterday, anybody who pays attention to the news, what was everybody thinking? Exactly. Some inflamed idiot, right? Conservative media has an issue with either the liberal or conservative bias of the newspaper and walked in there and killed people, and it was inflamed by the dialogue that comes out of the nation's capital. That's what everybody thought yesterday. Everybody thought that. So, and then they started looking in the newspaper, and it's like, no, it's small town, you know, mom and pop Annapolis newspaper. Yeah, they have editorials, but nothing's overheated in their editorial page that would lend someone to believe that somebody would walk in here and kill people. But I'll tell you what, that's what everybody thought. That's what everybody thought. So it's pretty pathetic, but we're getting used. I'm not used to it. It really irritates me. National anthem coming up. We'll check the news. I want to talk about Russian disinformation because I saw a story about it the other day. I thought it was pretty interesting. One of the guys involved in it, of spreading the disinformation. So, Whitney Houston, my favorite rendition of the national anthem. Good morning on a Friday.
Who's
And this is dedicated to Houston. This is dedicated to everybody who listens to this program. On behalf of All Marine Radio, thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading the content. It's awesome. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah. Yeah, you know, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain, it's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once them bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose, so you want to keep them in the cage.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's awesome. Can you imagine, were you a Vietnam veteran, and you came home, and they told you to take your uniform off and don't talk about it, and just forget about it?
I can't even imagine. I have so much respect for those guys.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day. And Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
Speaking of winning, Red Sox Yankees tonight. If you've never been to an event like that, it's awesome. The hate that's in the air that goes back like 100-plus years, it's awesome. Yeah, it goes back to Babe Ruth being traded. But in New York City, you get on the subway, say you're coming from Lower Manhattan, and Yankee Stadium is in the Bronx, which is at the north, across the river on the north side of Manhattan. Got to go through Harlem and get to the upper end, but the Bronx across the river, and every people in their shirts and hats, and got Yankee fans and Red Sox fans, and there's just this electricity in the air, and they're both playing. They're the two best teams in baseball, and they're just crushing it. And so yeah, winning Yankee Stadium in the Bronx tonight. Going to be awesome. So, and again, no matter who wins, the key for both teams is don't get swept. You can lose 2 out of 3, you lose 1 game. Okay, you can't get swept. So, other than that, that's going on. The weather, Quantico getting hotter. Mostly cloudy in 83. I woke up early today. So I look, who are my East Coast friends? Call my sister Susan, she doesn't answer. Call my son. I got a call yesterday. One of the people killed in that newsroom's name was John McNamara. My oldest son's name. A friend of mine calls. Well, the father of Jocelyn and Monique Lamoureux, the girls, the twins that won the gold medals. Yeah. All Marine Radio fans. Pierre calls me. And one of the things I love about caller ID, I answer the phone. What do you want? And he starts laughing. He starts laughing. He says, well, you just answered my question. I said, what's your question? He said, well, you're in a good mood. So he said, one of the people that were killed in that thing's named John McNamara. He said, I just saw a name. I don't know anything else. He goes, that's not. And I said, no. I would know by now. So I'm laying in bed this morning. So I call the captain. He's at work in Quantico at the basic school. I said, what's up? He said, nothing. He said, you know, one of the things I hate about Quantico and the humidity. I said, what? He said, you know, you're in the field, right? You take your boots off. You take your socks off. You put your socks over the top of your boots so you keep the spiders out. And you wake up in the morning, they're still soaking ass wet. I said, there you go. Not as bad as Okinawa, but almost. I said, the thing I used to hate, I wouldn't even take my boots off. Screw that. Your feet aren't drying out. Just deal with it. The thing that used to piss me off and wake me up all night were the mosquitoes buzzing around my ears. He says, yeah, they're not that bad yet. I'm like, the mosquitoes, the bugs in Quantico. I don't know who picked that dump out. Exactly. Hey, well, we got some land in the Prince William Forest. Nobody's using it. It's federal land. Marine Corps, we'd give it to the Marines. Yeah, but nobody wants that. It's nasty down there. Cold and wet in the winter, and it's like millions of bugs and nasty. That's why it's a forest. Nobody wanted to live there. Yeah, give it to the Marines. They're stupid. They'll take anything. And we did. And we've been romping around there ever since. Hot and disgusting in the summer. Ticks, chiggers, mosquitoes. Welcome to the Marine Corps, son. All right, 83 and partly cloudy in Quantico. It's humid there. And this is how hot it is in Virginia. Virginia and North Carolina, Northern Virginia, and Central Carolina have the same temperature, essentially. Same weather conditions, but 85 degrees at Camp Lejeune. Normally, there's between 5 and 10 degree difference between those two. Granbury, Texas, about the same as those two. Mostly cloudy, 84 degrees. Big Timber, Montana's cooled off, raining, and 53 there. 29 Palms cooled off a little bit. Sunny and 77 there. How did Okinawa get behind Camp Pendleton? It's supposed to be there. Okay, clouds in 64 at Pendleton right now, so it'll be a nice day in sunny Southern California. Okinawa's cooled off a little bit. Cloudy, dark, 81. They've got two weather alerts. You know me and my weather alerts. We've got to get after those. The weather alerts. High wave advisory in Okinawa. High wave advisory and a thunderstorm advisory. So tonight, low overnight, thunderstorms in 79. On Saturday, a high of 86. So actually, fairly mild weather in Okinawa. It doesn't cool off that much in the evening. So you got that going for you. In Marja, 101 degrees. So kind of steady state late in the day under clear, dry skies at the home of All Marine Radio. It is 65 degrees under cloudy skies. Looking for a high of 75 today. Yeah. It's why we live here, folks. That's right. No matter how much Gunner badmouths it, the weather is incredible, especially when you live near the coast. Inland, not so much. But it'll be like 85 inland. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. I want to talk about the Russians. That's right. I want to talk about the Russians. And then I'll quickly go through the news. Number one story at the top of the early bird, dishonored and disgraced. IG slams Air Force Central Command one star, right, for inappropriate relationship. Brigadier General Jose Monteguido dishonored and disgraced himself by engaging in a years-long inappropriate relationship with his executive officer. What in God's name? So you're a brigadier general, and your XO is what, a colonel, lieutenant colonel? And you're going to have an affair for multi-years. Like, are you stupid? The answer to that question is yeah. And the response to that answer is, I can fix a lot of things. I can't fix stupid. And so to me, the DOD is weak on discipline, and we're going to start focusing on that discipline thing. Because to me, that guy's allowed to retire as a brigadier general? No. Reduce his ass. That's not a misdemeanor. That's a felony. So let him retire as lieutenant colonel. Yeah, you can think about it every month when you get your retirement check, that we take that. And the problem is, and I'll link this to Bill Clinton, you can't abuse those that are your subordinates. Okay? We frown on that. If you want to dishonor simply yourself and have an affair, and that gets brought, if not with somebody not in the military, and that gets brought out, you know, and it becomes a big deal and all that, yeah, you're gonna retire, go away. Okay? But when you do that with somebody that you control and have say in their career and that is in your chain of command, that's not a misdemeanor. That's a felony. But the stunning thing about military discipline is that it's been civilianized and that the consequences are not so much. Right? The consequences are not so much. And so the slap on the wrist. Kill 7 people, go to NJP. What? What? Are you kidding me? Well, we can't give them any worse punishment. Oh, yeah, you can. And you don't do it for them. You do it for everybody else. So everybody else gets the message. So I'm not taking a break. Screw it. I'll take a break at the top of the hour. Okay, let's talk about the news. Yeah, I'm fired up today for some reason. No, I'm in a good mood. Nothing going on in Marine Corps times. Yeah, same tired-ass story. Second woman graduates from the infantry officer course. That must be doing well for them on the internet. All right, so it must have enough clicks to keep it as their top story. But there's really not a whole lot of new news, Marine Corps times. Below that, the top story, Chelsea Manning loses Maryland Democratic primary in a landslide. Thank God. Okay? Thank God. Right? So, the jackass, which has nothing to do with his/her transgender event, the traitor that is Chelsea Manning, right, who after Barack Obama pardoned her, she bitch-slapped him. Okay. Democratic Senator Ben Cardin took the Maryland primary this week with more than 80% of the party's votes, winning in a landslide over challenger and convicted leaker Chelsea Manning. Yeah, when you lose 80-20, That's not a good omen for your political future. Okay. And then Secretary Mattis working his way to China, right? Mattis says U.S. will keep current troop levels sustain troop levels in South Korea. Right, which he's been saying, but for whatever reason, he's got to say it again. Okay, so that's Marine Corps Times. Early bird. And then I want to talk about the Russians. I already talked about dishonored and disgraced. It's amazing. And these are the guys, these are the people that are, these are the people that are charged with and sit in judgment of you when you do these things. So anyway, but again, watch what happens to him. Nothing. Officer justice, nothing. Okay, and so for misdemeanors, you know, no intent, did something stupid, blah, 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 you know, yeah, I mean, go through whatever process you need to go through, jack up the record, blah, 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 you're not going to get promoted. Okay, don't need it, but for felonies, mandatory reduction. This is a felony, you're convicted of it, you're getting reduced. But that's not the way it works. In my opinion, it's bullshit. Number two story. Cabela's might have a cheaper option for the military's newest handgun after all, according to a report. A recently released report from the Congressional Research Office compares the defense contract for the newest pistol for all of the services and what it would have cost to buy it off the shelf. Now, I'm not saying that the gunner said this, okay, but he said it. He talked about the contract to repair it and all the rest of this. He said, hell, you're better off just going out and buying another brand new gun. It doesn't work, throw it away. Oh, shit. Wait till Mike hears this. Will it turn? Okay, so let me read you the story. Back in 2016, Army Chief of Staff Mark Miley said publicly that he could probably get a better deal on a new handgun to replace the M9 if he had $17 million on a credit card to spend at an outdoor store like Cabela's. And then he doesn't say it, but with the thought that because our procurement system is horrible. Well, it turns out that $580 million, 10-year contract, that's $58 million a year, for the modular handgun system is a bit pricier than the speculative shopping trip, but it is still competitive with a straight commercial purchase, according to a recent Congressional Research Service report. We're not figuring out the next lunar landing here. This is a pistol. 2 years ago, 2 years to test at $17 million? Question mark. You give me $17 million on a credit card, and I'll call Cabela's tonight, and I'll outfit every soldier, sailor, airman, and marine with a pistol for $17 million, Miley said at the time, and I'll get a discount to buy in bulk. 2 year Congressional Research Service report noted that the Forest Services have plans to buy as many as 473,000 pistols from Sig Sauer, the winning of the MHS contract last year. That will include a combination of a 9mm M17 handgun and its compact version, the M18. And they break the numbers down. Army gets about a quarter million. Air Force gets 130,000. Navy, 70,000. Marine Corps, 35,000. Cabela's lists the price as $800 for a full-size civilian version of the M17, known as the Sig Sauer P320, and $650 for the compact version. Holsters come out at $50 each. So they're doing the analysis. The military version of the M17 and M18 are slightly different, with some internal mechanisms and external controls, according to the company. The CRS's Congressional Research Study report estimates didn't include intellectual property such as technical data purchased by the Army, blah, 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 blah. And the authors made a very conservative estimate of cost increases at about 1% annually for the weapons. The estimate did not include increases for items such as holster ammunition and maintenance kits. The interesting note showed the Army only Beretta M9 contract made back in the 1980s for 321,000 pistols came in at about $778 million in today's dollars. So $178 million for the Army to buy 300,000, and now we're talking about $580 million for all the branches of the service. Based on the final cost of the weapons program, the Army appears to be procuring the weapon at a competitive cost, particularly if the value of the intellectual property is included. at 2.5 times what we paid for the Beretta? Okay, I guess. Yeah, Gunner will lose his mind over that. In Eastern Europe, U.S. military girds against Russian might and manipulation. The Russians. Yeah, Eastern Europe, man, we're in business. We're back in business. Okay. Update on Afghanistan. There is none. They're still dancing. Little Taliban doesn't want to come to the table yet. Big T the Afghan government wants them to. So got that going for you. According to the Pentagon intelligence chief, the Defense Intelligence Agency's director, yeah, the U.S. lead in space is diminishing, and tomorrow's skies will be filled with enemy robot satellites. All right. All you Star Wars dorks, relax, okay? Just relax. Sad story. Authorities say double amputee Army veteran dies while paddleboarding. And this is in the vicinity of Annapolis. His name is Cody Irons. And he lost both of his arms. Well known in the local paddleboarding community. He was paddleboarding with three other people when one of them saw him face down in the water. They attempted to rescue him, but Irons was pronounced dead at the hospital. Sad. Sad. We've been following this story. And again, you have a brigadier general at CENTCOM. ARCENT is the Air Force component, like MARCENT is the Marine Corps component of Central Command. Okay, so ARCENT is the Air Force component. The deputy, right, just getting hammered for an affair with his XO. What? Right? The senior enlisted sailor resigned last week. All right, so now the acting master chief petty officer of the Navy says, visibly lead. Right, his name is Russell Smith. He's calling on chief petty officers in the United States Navy to visibly lead through the transition to the next master chief petty officer and beyond. Smith's signal of intent came in quickly. He sent a short but very focused message to the enlisted leadership mess, a collection of master chiefs who work for the Navy's flag officers. The group, which also includes the fleet and force master chiefs, are the core advisors to the Navy's top enlisted sailors and the engine necessary to help the Master Chief Petty Officer of the Navy impact enlisted issues in the fleet. Quote, while the timing and sudden departure of McPond, Giordano's departure, caught most by surprise, we are chiefs and we will rise to the occasion, Smith said. As an institution, we are strong enough to absorb this challenge, but we must visibly lead through it if we are to come out stronger on the other side. So, we'll see. You know, again, the Navy, they've got to stop hemorrhaging, man. They've got to stop hemorrhaging. So, we'll see what happens. Another interesting kind of story out of U.S. Naval Institute News this morning, and that is about surface training for surface officers. Headline, new surface warfare career path stresses fundamentals, more training before their first ship, more time at sea. Oh, so we're going back to the way we used to do it. The U.S. Navy is retooling the career path for surface warfare officers in the aftermath of last year's fatal guided missile destroyer collisions. The plan requires more school for new officers before they report to their first ships. Institutes a new testing regime through major commands and shapes the career path of surface warfare officers, allowing them to spend more time at sea. The announcement of the new career path comes a few weeks after an evaluation of 164 qualified officers of the deck throughout the fleet that found only 29 of those tested pass with no concerns. Okay, so what percentage of that? Stand by. That's right. If you just spit your coffee out on your keyboard, sorry about that. I should have warned you. 29 divided by 164 equals 17.6%. That's shitty. That's shitty. So Navy going back to their old system or modified old system where you spend more time. The Navy should come up with a basic school. Truth be told, they should invest in their officers. All right. They should invest in their officers. All right. Let me check the headlines and Stars and Stripes. Because if I don't do that, sometimes shit slips through the cracks, and I don't like that. And then we'll talk to the show. Senate confirms Miller to lead U.S. mission in Afghanistan, Harris as a South Korean. And former Admiral Harris as a South Korean ambassador. That's the top line. RIMPAC begins without China. And it adds Army and Air Force firepower. One other story, sad. One of the people killed in that shooting yesterday, her name was Wendy Winters. Obviously, Annapolis is one of the centers of the Navy, right? It's the home of the United States Naval Academy. And so, so there's a story in here about her. And she was devoted to Navy life as part of her job as a community journalist in Annapolis. So our thoughts and prayers go certainly out to everybody affected by that senseless piece of stupidity. All right. So anyway, all right, I'm not going to have the chance to get to the Russians. The headline of the story, maybe I'll talk to Mike about it. Exclusive Little Russia Media Project tries to turn America against itself. The guy's name is Alexander Malkovich. He's an information warrior for Russia. Over the weekend, he sat in an oyster bar in the basement of the Grand Central Station in New York City and related to the McClatchy newspaper service the endless difficulties facing his English language website, USA Really, which is financed by unnamed pro-Kremlin Russians. USA Really has all the markings of a Russian troll factory trying to undermine U.S. democracy, spinning conspiracy theories, aggregated news, and opinions with an aim to show America is in a state of near chaos. Facebook and Twitter have shut down its accounts. When Malkovich's website called for a rally June 14th to support President Donald Trump, it fizzled for lack of correct city permits. So there you have it. That's what Russian operatives are doing in the country. But again, here's the crazy thing. The Democrats and the Republicans are crushing those efforts by what they're doing to the democracy. So, don't worry about it, Russians. We're burning our own shit down. All right. So on that positive note, we'll take a quick break. The Omarine Radio head chef is going to join us here, and we're talking about 4th of July stuff, right? And now, just so you know, when the chef comes on, especially around holidays, his deal is, hey, man, the chef's got a party too. So what he tends to have and what we'll kind of go through are cool stuff that you can do as a chef that tastes great, right? So you have great food because 4th of July is kind of about summer food. You have great food, but you're not going to kill yourself doing it. So you get the party too. So sit back, relax, enjoy a Friday. Thanks for making this part of your morning. Omarine Radio continues right here on your home for it. That's right. What's the name of the network? The All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.